Stupid Criminals. Here's the first part on a new series on stupid criminals. Learn how not to do it.
Carbusters. Two men from Nebraska tried to pull the front off a cash machine. They attached a chain from the cash machine to the bumper of their car. However, instead of pulling the front of the cash machine off, they pulled off their bumper. In a panic, they left the scene and drove home, leaving their bumper with the license plate still attached to it. It didn't take long for the police to catch them.
Blast off. John Garvis broke into a house in London to steal copper pipes. However, while he was pulling off the pipes, he broke a gas main without realizing it. Hearing the sound of the escaping gas, he lit a match to see what was happening and blew up the house. Amazingly, he survived. Even more amazingly, he returned the next day for more pipes and ran straight into the police, who were investigating the blast. Garvis was jailed for 4.5 years.
Golf goof. When German tourist Hans Olaf arrived at customs in Heathrow Airport, he was carrying a heavy suitcase and a large golf bag. Customs officials asked him to open his main suitcase. As Olaf was opening his bag, the officials started asking Olaf about golf. And it was then that the customs officials realized that Olaf didn't know the first thing about golf. As a final test, one of the customs officials asked Olaf to demonstrate his swing, which Olaf did by swinging the golf club as if it were a baseball bat. A substantial amount of narcotics were found in Olaf's golf bag.
Fireproof. In 1993, Gordon James was arrested in Norfolk, Virginia, and charged with breaking into his next-door neighbor's house. James had stolen a television, camera, and video recorder and then set the house on fire in an attempt to destroy any evidence linking him to the theft. Unfortunately for James, his house shared a wall with the neighbor's house, and as both houses suffered heavy damage, part of the wall separating the houses had fallen down. Police, firefighters, and the neighbors could clearly see all stolen equipment inside James's living room.